The Night Patrol by Arthur Graham West. France, 1916. Over the top, the wire's thin here, unbarbed. Plain rusty coils not staked and low enough. Full of old tins, though. When you're through all three, aim quarter left for 50 yards or so. Then straight for that new piece of German wire. See if it's thick and listen for a while. For sounds of working. Don't run any risks. About an hour. Now, over. And we placed our hands on the topmost sandbags, leapt, and stood. A second with curved backs, then crept to the wire, wormed ourselves. Tinkling through, glanced back and dropped. The sodden ground was splashed with shallow pools, and tufts of crackling corn stalks, 2 years old. No man had reaped, and patches of spring grass. Half seen, as rose and sank, the flares were strewn. The wrecks of our attack, the bandoliers, packs, rifles, bayonets, belts and haversacks, shell fragments, and the huge, whole forms of shells. Shot fruitlessly, and everywhere the dead. Only the dead were always present, present as a vile, sickly smell of rottenness, the rustling stubble in the early grass. Slimy pools. The dead men stank through all. Pungent and sharp, as bodies loomed before. And as we passed, they stank. Then dulled away to that vague fetor, all-encompassing. Earth and air, they lay all clothed, each in some new and piteous attitude that we well marked to guide us back, as he outside our wire that lay on his back and crossed. His legs crusader-wise. I smiled at that. And thought on Elia and his temple church. From him at quarter left lay a small corpse. Down in a hollow, huddled as in a bed. That one put his hands on. Unawares. Next was a bunch of half a dozen men, all blown to bits, an archipelago of corrupt fragments, vexing to us three, who had no light to see by save the flares. such a trail so light for 90 yards. We crawled on belly and elbows till we saw inside lumpish dead before our eyes. The stakes and cross lines of the German wire. We lay in shelter of the last dead man, ourselves as dead as heard their shovels ring, turning the earth, and talk and cough at times. A sentry fired and a machine gun spat. They shot a glare above us when it fell and spluttered out in the pools of no man's land. We turned and crawled past the remembered dead, past him and him and them and him until, for he lay somewhere apart, we caught the scent of the crusader and slide past his legs and through the wire and home and got our rum. That's from the diary of a dead officer.